Parents, I just have to say, you need to take a deep breath today. We see in this story that even parenting Jesus had its moments. If we take this story at face value, we can make a strong case for the fact that even if Jesus was in the temple hanging out with rabbis and talking theology, he still should have checked in with mom and dad to ask for permission and let them know what he wanted to do. As the rest of the caravan headed back from Jerusalem to Nazareth after the Passover had ended. The story tells us that his mom and dad searched for 3 days for their eldest boy. Though 3 days sounds significant given how long Jesus the adult would be in the grave over Passover 21 years later, the overriding reality of that situation was that they had turned over every lead. They were anxious, beside themselves. They feared the worst. And then they circled back to the temple. And there he was, grilling the rabbis, sitting at their feet, marveling them with his wisdom beyond his years and the astute nature of his questions. And though under other circumstances, Mary would have beamed from ear to ear, this was not that time. His mother let him have it with both barrels. How could you do this to us? We've been making ourselves sick with worry over you, son. Insert your own mother's or grandmother's language here. And Jesus responds with 2 questions for her. Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house? So we must remember here, smart as he is, godly as he is, he's still a 12-year-old boy. He still needed to learn a few things, like letting his mom and dad know his whereabouts. And he still had lots to learn from the rabbis at the temple, which he had set his mind to do. Some scholars say it would make sense that a 12-year-old boy would have been preparing for his bar mitzvah. Soon he would be taking on the responsibilities of an adult within the faith community. So perhaps that's one explanation to why Jesus thought his parents would check the temple first and not last. A couple of things stand out in this story for me. One is this: Mary ponders what her son is up to at age 12. He wants to be in God's house. He wants to be spending his time talking to the religious teachers. So perhaps that would mean something for her as she continued to raise him, to give him those opportunities to think about the things he couldn't stop thinking about, to create an environment that allowed him to pursue what he felt a calling, a natural inclination to do. I wonder, what did you want to be when you were 12 years old? What couldn't you stop thinking about when you were 12? Did it become a profession for you? Are you still thinking about it? Still interested in it? Still pursuing it? What about the young people in your life? Friends or grandchildren? How might you feed their appetite in the area that they are interested in exploring? It's not just pastors who sense a calling. A person might sense a calling to be a veterinarian, an engineer, a nuclear physicist, a nanny. Could it be that God has planted that seed in them? The question is, what can you and I do to nurture their passion at whatever age? Another question for us to ponder. The Lord's house was where Jesus wanted to be. We want church to be a safe place for young people, a sanctuary in this deeply troubled world. So how do we earn back some credibility with families to build trust that the church can be a good thing for families and children? You may have been raised in the church. What did the church, the worshiping community, give you that you could not have gotten anywhere else? Another question I'd like to ponder with you is this. Jesus was among his elders, and he felt a freedom to ask them questions. He felt comfortable holding his hand up and knowing that he would be taken seriously at all of age 12. How can the church become more like that? How can we make it a place where questions are welcome in worship, after worship, where people feel like they are encouraged to ask a question and grow in wisdom? What question do any of you have about this story today? What insight might you want to share? May God continue to refresh us with stories like this that remind us that Jesus is on the journey with us, that we're free to ask questions, free to make mistakes, free to hear and to ponder the questions he poses to us, to stir our hearts and to point us in new directions for the sake of his kingdom among us. Amen.